Southwestern Pennsylvania is home to more than 260,000 veterans and their families, one of the largest concentrations of veterans in the United States. And the number of vets seeking care from the VA Pittsburgh healthcare system has increased 25% over the last 10 years, according to Deputy Director David Cord.
We've gone from serving, 10 years ago, roughly 55, 56,000 unique veterans to last year serving nearly 69,000 unique veterans.
In late May, VA Pittsburgh Director and CEO Terry Wolf revealed to U.S. Representatives Mike Doyle and Tom Murphy that there were 636 newly enrolled veterans waiting for their first primary care appointments. An audit by the Veterans Health Administration released Monday shows that of the 70,000 patients scheduled for appointments at the Pittsburgh VA as of May 15th, 98% of them were served in 30 or fewer days.
But there is still that 2% that we could do better with. And so we can't lose sight of that 2%.
The nationwide audit found that the number one reason for wait lists at VA facilities is a lack of available appointment times, and that comes down to a lack of medical staff, says Cord.
We've projected or done our best efforts to project what our growth needs would be and then hire accordingly, but that's, in a competitive market such as healthcare, it's always difficult to maintain those levels, even under the best of circumstances.
Cord says in southwestern Pennsylvania, the VA is competing with large private sector employers like Allegheny Health Network and UPMC, which can sometimes offer more competitive salaries and benefits, as well as research opportunities. Neither the VA nor UPMC were able to provide salary averages for physicians and nurses. But UPMC spokesperson Wendy Zellner did say in an email, quote, UPMC is able to recruit and retain the best and brightest doctors and nurses with our very competitive salaries and benefits, end quote. Then there's the fact that the VA hires only registered nurses that also have Bachelor of Science in Nursing degrees. Mary Ellen Glasgow, Dean of the School of Nursing at Duquesne University, says she applauds that decision because research shows that additional training for nurses substantially decreases mortality rates in hospitals.
But I think one of the issues that we're all grappling with is producing more nurses and having more nurses be interested in faculty positions.
Glasgow says a nationwide shortage of nurses and teaching faculty is only exacerbated by the meds and eds economy that dominates the Pittsburgh area.
When healthcare is your primary market and there's lots of hospitals, clearly you need more nurses.
Cord says the VA in Pittsburgh is doing everything it can to work through the wait list. And while they were steadily attacking the problem before the Phoenix scandal broke, the public outcry that followed provided a rallying point for dedicating more resources to the problem.
The staff here reacted in typical VA Pittsburgh healthcare fashion. Everybody simply asked, what can I do to help? And they stepped up to the plate and got the job done.
As of Monday, the list of newly enrolled vets waiting for their first appointment had been reduced from 636 to 240. But to trim the list and keep it down, Cord says medical and administrative staff had to work overtime, which is not sustainable in the long term. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania says there is a glimmer of hope. He says late last week, Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona agreed to work on a comprehensive bill to address the issues with health care delivery at VA facilities.
My sense of this overall, whether it's health care, whether it's backlog, whether it's a whole other set of problems, that it's a combination of resources and management, or lack thereof.
Casey says he's hopeful that a bipartisan bill will solve many of the problems at VA facilities. And when it comes right down to it,
I'm in the whatever it takes category. If it means we have to put a lot more resources in the VA to get more docs and nurses and others, we got to spend the money to do that.
David Cord says if he could bend the senator's ears, there's one thing he'd ask for even before the money for more doctors and nurses.
Technology. Information technology.
In Monday's report, the VHA promises to pursue long-term scheduling software solutions, in addition to strengthening oversight and accountability in appointment scheduling and healthcare access. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.